Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from D. Sanchez, and here is what he has to say. Hello Sandman, I became MGTOW after years of bad experiences, but those stories are for another time. The MGTOW philosophy saved me from self-destruction, and I bettered myself since. Do what you will with this donation. Thank you for all that you do and keep fighting the good fight. Peace out, brother. Well, D. Sanchez, thanks for the donation, and I wanted to use it to cover a story a while back about the incel Terminator that took his boomstick and pew-pewed 5 people in England, including his mother, and then shoved his boomstick in his mouth and called it a night. Yet here we are, where incel YouTube channels and websites are still making money after yoga studios have been shot up. A while back, I had a chat with Incelmatics, and people complained to me that the video he posted with our conversation was stuffed with as many ads as he could possibly put into it. People were complaining to me, telling me it wasn't fair that I was demonetized, and wondered when I would actually put up the same video up for free. Apparently what I'm saying is considered hate speech, but Incelmatics' content and philosophy isn't hate speech, even though people act out violently after listening to it. Welcome to Clown World. It's possible that the incel Terminator was watching his content as well. As far as I'm concerned, this just tells me that Soycidy wants more incels and less MGTOWs. If you're monetized, your channel is promoted, and if you're not, then they throttle you down. It seems irrational, but if you understand female nature, then you know why this is being done. Where are the ADL and SPLC to call for the censorship of violent incels? I'll discuss this and more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the freedom for violent incels and censorship for peaceful MGTOWs Clown World show. People say we hate women because we're going our own way. But I think this is just projection because they're the ones that hate and are actually desperate for us to hate them. But we're indifferent, and according to Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. You can control a man through love and hate easily, because they are powerful emotions. But getting indifferent men to all do what you want is like herding cats. Men that love women or want to love women are like cats that herd themselves. Wiesel even said this, and I quote, "There is no love without hate, and there is no hate without love. The opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. The opposite of feeling can only be an absence of feeling. Disinclination, which is colored by feeling, often only serves the purpose of concealing and protecting oneself against inclination. Love and hate must go hand in hand, and people who love must we hate also, because hate is grounded in the nature of love," unquote. Feminists and women hate MGTOW because we're the strong, independent people that they want to be, but can never be due to biological limitations. But they don't hate incels even when they get violent, and I would bet that on some level they sympathize with them. They are flawed just like they are. Also, incels hate women because they love them, but women reject them, and women want to be loved. But indifference means MGTOW men don't love them, and that's worse than hate in their eyes, and has to be punished more than anything else. MRAs love women and want to create a world where it's legally safe for them to express their love. PUAs love women and want to trick women into loving them back. Incels love women, and it's almost as if they want to scare them with their violence into loving them. All three groups are controlled by their love or hate of women. MGTOWs are the only group that's indifferent, and for many women, that's worse than death. Is it possible that the violence incels spew out feeds into rape fantasies for women, and the drama that it brings? The same sort of thing as when women bring in migrants to take advantage of them in the streets, and seemingly can't rationalize that this is actually going to happen to them. Irrational women want to feel safe, yet they're voting in politicians willing to bring in unsafe men into their countries. Just like with migrants, I predicted nothing is going to happen with incels being allowed to make money and gain more views on YouTube. It's like they want their ideas to spread so that later on they can justify taking our freedom of speech away entirely if they want. As far as I'm concerned, the mainstream media and powerful elites are probably hoping that there are more such boomstick attacks happening so that they can get more eyeballs on their news outlets and make more ad bucks for themselves. Whereas CNN to make a hit piece and contact advertisers that put their ads on incel YouTube channels and get them pulled down. They are either cowards or they want more conflict in order to take more of our rights away. But if a bunch of men get passive-aggressive and walk away from inflated land whale cooches, then there's no story there that they can make up about our bad behaviors. Because God forbid a man should choose to go his own way and become a confirmed bachelor by freeing himself from sniffing cooches. As far as I'm concerned, for women, indifference is worse than violence against them. They seem to want as many sex-starved, thirsty men out there, scaring women in society, that all men, both the good and the bad, want them. As for Jake Davison, the 22-year-old incel Terminator, I wouldn't be surprised if his actions were used as justification against the MGTOW community. Some guys were scared and I got a bunch of messages asking me what this means for MGTOW. Even AMR, the owner of MGTOW.TV, decided to back up all the content on his website on his own servers, instead of relying on a third party in case he gets deplatformed by his hosting provider. So what were Jake's horrible things he said about women? He called them simple-minded and shallow, and said that most women were only motivated by money. How is that any different than what a feminist calls most men greedy capitalist pigs that want nothing but sex? Sex from any woman other than her, no doubt. I can see his words as potentially being used as justification to get rid of men sharing their feelings about women online. This guy was crying for help like many guys online, and they just want our cries to be shut down. This, of course, will lead to more violence because YouTube and social media provide a release valve for a lot of the angst that guys are feeling. If social media clamps down, then more angst will be created, and then when another boomstick boogaloo happens, yet more freedoms will be taken away. The thing is, it doesn't matter if you remove all the weapons in the country, like boomsticks and knives. People will eventually go GTA in the GTA, like that incel guy in Canada that ran over all his victims in a rented truck. What are they going to do? Prevent people from renting trucks so they can move from one apartment to the next. Oh, that's right. If no one owns anything and they're all happy, then there's nothing to move, and then they don't need to rent a van in the first place. People will always find a way to hurt other people. You can't stop that. But it's increasingly clear to me that the powers that be don't want that to stop when it comes to incels. The conversation is being had if incels should be included in anti-terrorist legislation. But I suspect that MGTOWs and confirmed bachelors will be called terrorists long before then, because we are in a sense economic terrorists. We refuse to do the right thing by getting married and handing our money over to a woman so she can hand it over to corporations for overpriced baubles and tchotchkes. We are terrorizing the ruling classes because we're competing with them for the very same assets they want to buy on the cheap, so they can hold them over our heads as control. We refuse to be slaves to either love or hate. Instead, we're being freed by reason and rationality. Society doesn't want men to think. It wants men to feel, so of course incel channels and ideas will be allowed to survive and spread. It's all about using your boomstick first and asking questions later, both in and out of the bedroom. After this story, I was on Reddit, which banned MGTOW, but the incels still have their subreddit up, called Incels in Action. One guy on there mentioned that the UK news was avoiding calling incels terrorists. Again, it's all part of the plan, folks. Guys, please open up your eyes and see that MGTOW is the biggest threat to their system, and not men that either cater to or thirst after women. How much do you want to bet that as the MGTOW subreddit was shut down, many guys went over to the incel one that's all about being nihilistic and not about self-empowerment? I respect Face in LMS, because he works very hard to try and help incel guys better themselves after giving them the black pill news that women are almost exclusively attracted to men because of men's looks. Then he provides solutions by teaching those men how to cheat as much as possible. Down the road, those men, if they do get dates and relationships, will then feel disgruntled and will probably go their own way. But society doesn't want that. They want men to be perpetually pissed off or in love. They don't want us at peace. I've heard many people in the mainstream media claim that I get men to feel perpetually angry at women. But in reality, most guys come here to rid themselves of both the pleasure and pain a woman gives them, so they can finally be free and at peace. Esther Vilar, in her book, The Manipulated Man, says that women control us through either pleasure or pain. Her book was booted from Amazon because of what she said. But if a woman in society can't control you, then you become a liability instead of an asset. A while back when that incel Terminator story first came out, the very next day Lauren Southern was posting anti-MGTOW contents on her Twitter account. There she was making videos about the violence in South Africa. And then she badmouths MGTOWs, but what about the incels? Instead, she focuses her effort on saying that MGTOWs are sending her disgusting images. Did it ever occur to her that many of the so-called MGTOWs sending horrific images to her were actually non-MGTOWs, but guys and gals that are anti-MGTOW that want to give us a bad name and have us booted off of various platforms? Anyone can say they're a MGTOW and then find the nastiest content that they can find online and send it everywhere. I suspect that's how women and their conservative simps are trying to erase MGTOW from the internet, by posting the worst things imaginable and complaining to various platforms, until we're eventually kicked off. How come I never hear about incels sending nasty things like that to women? Guys that are pissed off at the Stacys and Chads seem to be nice in comparison to MGTOWs these days. Of course, many in our community will just say, it's the new guys that are dealing with the red pill rage, that are sending such nasty comments around. I suspect that many of the bad comments in the MGTOW Reddit before it was banned were actually put up by women themselves. They will complain to the platform later. Ironically, a few days after we were banned, Reddit went through a new venture capital round and is currently valued at around $10 billion. Maybe someone should point those venture capital firms that choose to do business with Reddit to the incel forum, or the female dating strategy one, and tell them they're dealing with the company that isn't socially responsible or something like that. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to D. Sanchez for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that incels want to smash women, but the only thing that's being smashed is their spirits, because they aren't getting that sex. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps big tech from censoring the MGTOW red pill in favor of the incel black pill away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.